The next patient is Jesus Aburgos. The last name is B-U-R-G-O-S. B-U-R-G-O-S. And the first name, J-U-S-U-S-A. Clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia with some degree of nephrosclerosis. The patient is a CKD2. She continues to have a serum creatinine that is 0.84, and the estimated GFR is 72. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is close to 400 milligrams. We tried the SGLT2 Farxiga 10, however, the patient could not tolerate it. And she said that she was without energy, period. Another interesting point is that this patient was victim of the quinapril recall. Now it's taking lisinopril, 20 milligrams every day. The blood pressure has been under control. However, there is the surface of this proteinuria. Period, I am going to talk to the pharmacy to see whether or not the quinapril is available and put her back on the old medications. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.2. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of Lipitor. Number four, the arterial hypertension that has been under control at home. However, anytime that she comes to the office, she has systolic hypertension, but the log is completely normal. Following number, the patient has a history of hypomagnesemia. That is not related to the administration of PPIs. We are going to continue the replacement PO. We invested 6 minutes in the interpretation of the lab, 20 minutes face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.